This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations said on Monday aid has reached Mozambique's northern coastal town of Palma for the first time since it was overrun by jihadists in March. Palma is the operational hub of a multi-billion dollar gas project of France's Total Energies and had been unreachable since it was attacked by Islamic State-linked militants earlier this year. Dozens of people were killed, some beheaded, and thousands fled through surrounding forest, joining hundreds of thousands already displaced by the violence. Humanitarian access to the town remained difficult as local troops worked along soldiers sent by several other African countries to stem the insurgency. The UN's World Food Program said Monday more than 2,000 families had received emergency food, hygiene, and shelter kits, the first aid to reach Palma in 6 months. France's defense minister met her counterpart in Mali on Monday amid rising tensions with the war-torn Sahel state over reports that it plans to hire Russian mercenaries and the potential for delayed elections. Former colonial power France last week warned Mali against signing a deal with private security firm Wagner after claims that Mali's army-dominated government is close to hiring 1,000 paramilitaries. France has thousands of troops stationed in Mali. There have been months of tense relations between Mali and France, exacerbated by two military coups committed within the space of 1 year. Among other issues, France is concerned about military strongman Colonel Assimi Goïta's commitment to hold swift elections to return Mali to civilian rule. Paris is also planning a major reduction in troop numbers. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau may cling to power in Monday's election, but he is likely to lose his bid for a parliamentary majority after a tough campaign that dashed his ruling Liberals' hopes for a convincing win. Trudeau heads a minority government that relies on the support of other parties to pass legislation. With opinion polls last month showing him far ahead of his rivals, the Liberal leader triggered the vote 2 years earlier than necessary, saying voters needed to weigh in on his left-of-center government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. But as the public's unhappiness about the early call grew, the 49-year-old prime minister saw his lead evaporate. Liberal strategists now concede it will be hard for the party to win a majority of the 338 seats in the House of Commons, and Liberals concede voters might be turned off by having to go to the polls as a new COVID-19 wave hits the country and low turnout tends to favor conservatives. Armed police deployed as ethnic Serbs in the north of Kosovo blocked roads on Monday near the border with Serbia after Kosovo began denying entry to vehicles with Serbian license plates. Footage shot by Radio Free Europe shows armed police watching groups of protesters blocking roads with trucks and cars in a village close to the border. Kosovo is forcing drivers to remove or cover up Serbian license plates to enter the country and replace them at a cost of €5 with temporary printed ones, which are valid for 60 days. The move has fueled tensions. Kosovo and Serbia have been holding talks to normalize relations, a conditions for both countries to join the European Union. Serbia does not recognize Kosovo's independence, which it declared in 2008 and is recognized by some 110 countries, such as the United States, Britain, and most EU member states. And Lebanon's parliament on Monday approved the prime minister's new cabinet, tasked with pulling the country out of a deep economic crisis after 13 months of political deadlock. The economic meltdown has depleted central bank reserves, devalued the currency by more than 90%, and plunged 3 out of 4 citizens below the poverty line, while those who can are immigrating by the thousands. The World Bank has called it one of the planet's worst economic crises since the 1850s. After a marathon 8-hour session to examine the government's action plan, 85 lawmakers voted for the lineup and 15 against. According to a tally announced by the parliament speaker, a caretaker government had been at the helm since August last year when the premier and cabinet resigned after the catastrophic blast at Beirut's port. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.